Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Mitch Trubisky is signing with the Bills, Tony. And I have to admit, I'm a little sad to see him go.
And Tony Kornheiser, don't let him get away with that, Mitch. He said time and time again, I can't believe we traded four draft choices, you know, for you.
Yeah.
But Wilbon, to the Bills where he would just back up Josh Allen,
just
why
one year.
Would you do
Tony,
that?
I'm going to say, I'm being honest now. I am pining for the days of Mitch Trubisky under center with the Bears. I am.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not enamored of the Red Rifle, apparently, right? You're not.
Or the Red Rocket?
Red Rifle? Or the Red Rocket.
Red Rocket. No, no.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Or Red Rider. Or Mitch Rider. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Giannis takes a seat on Philly's court. LaMelo takes on LeBron, and the Rangers roll without their coaches. But we begin today with the NCAA tournament. Wilbon, we have talked about the struggles to get engaged in this basketball season with all the coronavirus starts and stops extending into the tournament as we speak. Regardless of which team wins this, do you see the champion carrying an asterisk?
Tom, this is a perfectly legitimate question. I don't think so, because I know how I felt about the NBA season in the bubble and the NHL season in the bubble. And I thought the fact that that many people in those two leagues wanted to get back to work, to play, to games, to playoffs, to pursue a championship, how they did it, how anxiety-ridden they must have been at times during that process. And, Tony, I've been talking to a couple of players recently. Players in the bubble sometimes, they had two and three tests. They didn't just have that one test like people in America at particular industries where they needed to be tested. No, they had multiple tests sometimes. They went through a hell of a lot. And so I didn't see the need for an asterisk. In fact, I went the other way. I thought this is one of the hardest things that those groups of men and women had ever done in their careers. So I'm not gonna go asterisk on the college kids either, Tone. I know it's not the same as the bubble, but I'm not gonna say an asterisk. I'm not gonna ask for it.
It's interesting to me because I looked at the baseball and I looked at the hockey and the basketball and the compression of the season and the smaller amount of games and the rush to get it done, you know, and I said, yes, they do carry an asterisk because it's not a full season. I didn't feel that way about the NFL because everybody played 16 and it went through in the way that it should. But I will address this particular issue now. I have tried to immerse myself in the college basketball season and I have failed. Because every time I try, Mike, it's like I look over my shoulder and I'm waiting for the big swoop of the coronavirus to set down and stop things in their tracks. And I feel terrible about it because it's my favorite event. I have followed this thing for 55 or 60 years. As a sports writer, I went to it 20 or 30 times. And I love the event. I absolutely love the event. But this year, it feels like a money grab to me. It feels like they just want to rush it through before there's a catastrophe. And it doesn't have the pageantry, Mike. It doesn't. We used to go to the ends of the country. We used to go to one regional and then another regional
sometimes
and then the final four.
Yeah.
And that was the charm of covering the NCAA. So to me, because of all of these things, because of the constriction of it, I think it will carry an asterisk. And I think if Gonzaga wins and they go undefeated, 30 years from now, nobody will care. But in the short term, I don't think they'll be evaluated properly, and I don't think people will count them as true champs.
But, Tony, I don't see a constriction. They're playing all the games. They're playing play-in games starting tonight. I don't see that.
The schedule
the
was like 10
NBA,
to 20 games.
I mean, some teams, I guess, so that's regular season. That's not the tournament.
Yeah.
Let's just give it this much space and time and rope. Maybe when we start to watch the play-in games tonight, and then we get into tomorrow, that four-game window, which is always just...
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only time we ever loved seeing four straight games. You sit there till your eyes glaze over. You know, we'd have to write game after game. And then, yes, maybe the next day we get on a plane and go to four more games. Tony, there's a chance that could get to us. You haven't seen
it yet. Hope you're right.
Give it a
chance. Hope you're right. Hope you're right.
All right. Let's move to the NBA, where the Bucks beat the Sixers in Philly last night. Giannis sealed Milwaukee's win in OT, then celebrated by taking a seat on the court. Philly center Dwight Howard said, quote, I wanted to go stone cold stunner him, but I already have got one tech. We'll see those guys again. Close quote. Dwight Howard, right. Tony, did you have any problem with Giannis's sit-down celebration?
So let me first say that my rule of thumb is that if Dwight Howard is against someone or something, I am for it.
Wildly
okay,
for
so
it.
Okay, so I divest too. Myself of that. Now, look, I saw this, and I'm going to tell you that sitting down on the court, to me, is provocative in the way when T.O. went to the Cowboy Star, I believe he was on San Francisco then, and began to celebrate himself, and everybody hated that. This comes close to me of going over the line. This is not a championship game. This is not even a playoff game. This is a Wednesday in March.
Yeah.
And all of the guys on the Bucks said the same thing. They said, oh, that's just who Giannis is. He's just having fun. Well, Mike, one man's fun is another man's insult.
Yeah.
And they will see him again.
Yeah.
And then we will see.
Yeah. I'm with you down the line here. I'm going to mention a couple of names. I want to see your facial reaction. If this had happened in a game in which this gentleman was an opposing player, Maurice Lucas.
Oh, it's over. Huh? No, it's over.
Maurice
no.
Lucas.
Yeah, it's done.
Rick,
right.
Our dear friend Rick Mahorn.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. Somebody gets hit.
That's
somebody's
right.
Going
somebody
down,
gets hit
going
or
down
kneed or carried out. Carried out, right? So, and it wouldn't have been like a pro wrestling move. It would have just been body slam, get out of here. And we would have all nodded our heads in the 60s, 70s, 80s, even into the early 90s and said, you know what? That's what you get. I love Giannis. I think Giannis, I mean, I know he hasn't played as deeply into the playoffs as people would like. And you can't truly be a great, great, great player until you get that far for the most part. But I looked at this as, I mean, you can't have this. And I'm of a certain age. I didn't talk to Charles Barkley last night. I got to hear what Charles's reaction to this is, because Charles is another person you put on that list and say, a guy sits down on your court, he has got to go. And so I hate to be on the same side as Dwight Howard. I hate it.
Well, you know, look, it's what they say in baseball now, let the kids play. So you let the kids play, and this is what happens. I will say this. I don't want to hear anything from the 76ers. Because they got Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid claps in other people's faces and goes up to referees and demands technical fouls be called on the other team and becomes a very, very large pain in the rear. And what the Sixers say about him is, oh, that's just who he is.
But these are different,
well, okay.
John. These are different.
Okay.
One, you're right about Embiid, but Embiid just leans over the line. He leans over the line to the point where you want to pop him. Tony. You used the word provocative. That's exactly, this provokes you to the worst of yourself.
You just can't say that's who he is and he's just having fun. There are consequences. Yeah. We don't want
to
sound like the basketball police, but there are consequences. We are now up to 3 civil lawsuits filed by women accusing Deshaun Watson of improper sexual advances. All 3 women are masseuses. All 3 are represented by the same Houston attorney. Watson vehemently denied the first accusation and has not commented on the others yet. He has hired his own lawyer, the famous Rusty Hardin. Wilbon, what questions does this raise to you?
Tony, probably a million questions, none of which I'm going to pose on national TV, most of which because that's not the place for it, and 2, I'm not a lawyer. So I'll pose them at home to a lawyer later and say, how does this work? You know, what's civil and what's criminal? I mean, I can start there. I can mention that question on national TV. Other than that, Tony, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be at the point yet of supposing what this might mean for him if. I don't even want to get to that point. There's too many questions I have, some of which would be unacceptable for certain ears if you asked them. People say, what are you doing asking that? What are you presupposing? Maybe something. So, Tony, it's like, wait and see. It's something we don't do in the 2 businesses of news and sports these days, but we need to now.
So I understand why this story is something we have to deal with. This is a sports network, and Deshaun Watson is a very famous and talented quarterback. He's also been in the news lately because he said, I want to get out of Houston. And so with accusations like this, the spotlight grows even hotter. However, I don't know anything about Deshaun Watson's character. I only know that he's a football player. I don't know anything about the accuser's characters. I don't even know who they are. I am not in a position to make an informed opinion, and I know I'm echoing exactly how you feel. We are not in that position. I get it. I mean, I get that you could ask me, well, what do you think it means for his tenure with the Houston Texans? And you could ask me that because I'm in sports and he's a sports personality, but I don't know if it makes it easier or harder to trade him. I don't know these things. The only thing I'm pretty sure of right now, and I hope I'm right about this, is that no criminal charges have yet been filed. And that's pretty much all I know.
Amen. That's it.
So,
that's all we know for
in
now.
In that silence, let's take a break. But coming up, is UCLA or Michigan State more likely to advance in tonight's play-in game?
And LaMelo Ball says he is not going to feel any extra excitement just because he's playing against LeBron tonight. You buying that?
No, not even a little. Are you?
No. He's a terrific young player. LaMelo Ball.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Fairlife. Bring more to the table with Fairlife Ultra Filtered Milk.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Time for toss up. Two men enter, two men leave, do one more segment, and then take off for a 4-day weekend. What's first?
Toss up who you got in tonight's first 4 game between 11 seeds, UCLA or Michigan State?
So 11 is a very interesting number, not just because they're seeded 11, but because UCLA has 11 titles in this particular tournament. The next team is Kentucky with 8. So UCLA in this deal is basically Tom Brady. But this isn't John Wooden anymore. This is Mick Cronin. I don't think they've been to the Final Four, Mike, since 2008. I think 2 tournaments ago they may have lost a play-in game to St. Bonaventure. Michigan State... been in the Final Four 2019, 2015, 2010. Michigan State may not be real good, but they beat Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio State 2-1s and a 2. So I think they're a better conference. I think they're going to win. I think they could maybe beat BYU in the actual first round. I'm going Michigan State.
There's ancient history in regard to this game, and you chronicled all of it. The UCLA Bruins and Coach Wooden and Lou Alcindor and the Mountain Man Bill Walton is all of that. And there's recent history, which brings us to the present, and that would be Tom Izzo. I'm not going against Tom Izzo in this game. I'm not going against Tom Izzo when his team has, you know, built a little bit of momentum going into March and people are going, oh, you know, they're not that great. Let's see. I'm going with Michigan State not only in this game against UCLA, but as you suggest, in the next game against BYU, Michigan State.
Next.
Toss-up, they play tonight. Who's impressed you more this season, LaMelo or LeBron?
LaMelo Ball has been great, and I'm going to say, for me, surprisingly great, because I'm one of those guys who figured, okay, he'll be like Lonzo, he'll be good, he won't be great. But... he's been the rookie of the year so far. I mean, he's leading all rookies in scoring, rebounding and assists. He's 16-6-6. And Charlotte is much better than I thought. They're fifth in the East because of three tremendous additions: LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward, and the guy who brought them together, Mitch Kupchak. You know, so I'm really impressed. But I don't want to get crazy here, because LeBron, when he was 19 and a rookie, he was 21-6-6. And LeBron's team's record right now is 27-13, and LaMelo's is 20-19. And if you ask me who's more impressive to me, my answer is always LeBron. But LaMelo Ball appears to be the goods.
LeBron can't impress you anymore. That's how great he is. He is so great, there's no more just impressing. And if he does impress you, it's in like game 6 and 7 of a conference final or a final. So no, LeBron's in his own category for all basketball discussed today, over here. LaMelo Ball is the goods. Tony, they're 20-19, and he's got a young team out there largely playing with Miles Bridges, P.J. Washington, Malik Monk, two vets, Terry Rozier and Gordon Hayward. Tony, they're going to make the playoffs. And not only that, right now, I think Charlotte, who I've started to watch for one reason, LaMelo Ball, he reminds me a little bit. Everybody has to remind you of something. My son says, okay, Dad, who does he remind you of? And I say, a young Penny Hardaway. Maybe not as athletic, but he can do everything you mentioned. They're going to finish in the top five, maybe fourth. That's unthinkable going into the season. Yeah. So more impressive, Mr. Ball.
That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, big bowling news. As one-time PTI guest Pete Weber steps away from the sport.
And what does it say when you lose your whole coaching staff, but you win 9-0? 9-0.
I heard Pete Weber was going to back up Trubisky in Buffalo. Is that true? He'll be the third quarterback.
He might play as much as Trubisky in Buffalo.
Trubisky.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 44th birthday, Zdeno Chara. The longtime captain of the Boston Bruins is now playing for the Washington Capitals. And it's clear his new teammates love him. Look at the way they mob Chara after he scored his first goal this season. Chara is a six-time All-Star, a Norris Trophy winner for best defenseman, and the tallest player in NHL history at 6'9". You add the height of the skates, and Chara is 7 feet on the ice. He's like a condor. This is Chara's 23rd NHL season, starting with the Islanders in 1997. He played 4 seasons there, 4 seasons with Ottawa, 14 with the Bruins, including the Stanley Cup in 2011, and now the Caps. Big Z is 13th all-time in games played, 1,582. That puts him third among active players behind Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton, and he's first active in penalty minutes.
Tony, you ever sit ice level for a game when Chara's playing, and you see him out there, and even when he's out there with great future Hall of Famers, and they're going at it, and when he comes into your line of sight, you just go, oh my God, who let Wilt out onto the ice? Because he's 7 feet, no skates, he really is.
Yeah, he's really enormous. Been a great player for a long time. Happy anniversary, Steve Nash. On this day 28 years ago, as a freshman, Nash hit 6 straight clutch free throws to lead 15 seed Santa Clara to a first round upset over second seeded Arizona. That was only the second time a 15 beat a 2 since the tournament expanded to 64 teams in 1985. Wilbon, you said this year you're picking number 15 Iona to beat number 2 Alabama.
Patino.
Steve Nash went on to a great career in the NBA, winning two MVP awards, though never a championship. He played 18 seasons. He led the league in assists 5 times. In his second turn in Phoenix, Nash was coached by Mike D'Antoni, who now sits at Nash's side in Brooklyn, where Nash is a co-coach, of course, with Kyrie Irving.
All this is very nice. You know how much I love Steve Nash. But 26 years ago today, somebody said the words, "I'm back." And a bunch of us stood up in Boise, Idaho, covering NCAA tournament game, sports writers, like 100 of them, and said, "I'm sorry, next flight to Indianapolis, please, get me on it." That would mean Michael Jeffrey Jordan returning to the Chicago Bulls.
Okay. That's a big moment for you, I know.
Yeah, big Everybody, moment for you, too. A lot of people.
Happy trails to the entire coaching staff of the New York Rangers. A couple of hours before the Rangers hosted the Flyers last night, the team announced all its coaches had to enter COVID protocols and would be unavailable for the game. The Rangers reached out to their minor league affiliate in Hartford and brought in head coach Chris Knobloch and associate Gord Murphy. Curiously, they both had been fired by the Flyers 2 years ago. Anyway, the change was spectacular. The Rangers scored 7 goals in the second period on their way to a 9-0 shutout. The 9 goals was a season high, and it's the first time the Rangers won a shutout by 9 or more goals in 35 years. So the next step is obvious. The Rangers coaches have to stay in the minors, and these guys have to stay up, or the Flyers coaches have to be fired. Somebody's got to go, right, Wilbon? Somebody.
No, somebody always goes in the NHL, but not in this case, because it's what we like to call a big, fat coincidence. Either that, or, you know, if you're coaching this situation happens with the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie just says, "I'm in charge."
I don't know, Mike. You've been sitting on the set the last week. You've been firing people every single day.
I'm not firing anybody from that game.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Patrick Peterson left the Cardinals, signed with the Vikings. You love the Cardinals.
I
Is
do.
This okay
and
with
I
you?
Like Peterson. I know he's going to be 31 before he plays another NFL game. I was just hoping he'd be with the Cardinals. It's a nice senior team they're putting together. Great players, though. Patriots safety, Patrick Chung, announced his retirement on Instagram this morning. I thought he just returned. I thought he's back.
That's sort of surprising, but he's leaving with 3 Super Bowl rings. He'd been a real big part of that defense with the Patriots for a while. Kyle Long came out of retirement to do a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. That's a big addition, right?
Yes. I mean, one day your offensive line is vulnerable. The next day you are just bulging at the seams with terrific offensive linemen. Good job by the Chiefs front office. Georgia Tech's Moses Wright, and this is a big deal to me, is out this weekend due to COVID issues. What does it mean?
Again, you look over your shoulder, you see that virus coming in. If you're Loyola, you feel bad for the kid, but you're happy to play when he's not on the team.
All true.
Last one, Pete Weber retired from professional bowling. How will you remember his career?
What do you think you are? I am. Remember that? Remember that crazy line?
So weird. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
He won a lot of championships, didn't he? Also, I'm Mike Wilbon. We're off till Tuesday, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts now. Your SportsCenter.